Some residents of Brookline who are worried about climate change are thinking globally and acting locally. There's an effort underway to make the town the first municipality in Massachusetts to ban new natural gas infrastructure. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has more.
Brookline, like a growing number of towns and cities across the state and nation, has set an aggressive goal of reducing climate-changing emissions from burning fossil fuels to zero by 2050. Brookline Town Meeting member Jesse Gray has proposed a simple but far-reaching bylaw to turn that aspiration into public policy.
The most practical and cost-effective way to achieve that goal is to not install new fossil fuel systems at the time when we're building new buildings and when we are renovating them.
The proposal, officially known as a warrant article, would ban new gas pipelines and infrastructure in future major construction. Gray estimates it would cut the town's climate change emissions 15% over the next 30 years. But says it would not prevent anyone in an existing home from swapping out an old gas stove or appliance with a new one.
This is really only affecting fossil fuel infrastructure installation at the times when it is actually very convenient and very practical to choose alternative options that are better for the climate.
I'm concerned especially how practical this is with renovations.
Neil Wyszynski is former chair of Brookline Select Board. He was among 20 town officials, business owners, and residents attending a community forum on the proposed gas infrastructure ban.
You know, I'm fully on board with what the petitioner is trying to accomplish. I just want to make sure we don't have any unintended consequences. I want to learn more.
Proponents of the proposed gas ban have already heard from Brookline restaurant owners and may exempt places where commercial cooking is done. A realtor at the forum warned that prohibiting new gas installations could harm the value of homes in Brookline as prospective buyers look at nearby communities that would still allow it.
Yeah, it could.
Andrew Fisher agrees real estate prices could be affected, but the town meeting member says he's got grandchildren to consider.
We're not going to seriously address climate change until we recognize that there's a price to it. We have to stop using fossil fuel, period.
Next week, Brookline residents get another chance to consider the proposed gas infrastructure ban as an advisory panel vets the wording of the warrant article. The issue comes to a vote at town meeting in November. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.